Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 4th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 17 and a quarter cents at 696 and three quarters. July wheat up 8 and three quarter cents at 726 and three quarters. And July beans up 14 and a quarter cents, closing at 1538 and a quarter. July meal was up 640 at 421.50. July oil up 52 ticks at 63.58. Obviously, strong day here today. Let's take a quick look at the charts. July corn, new contract high and high close on the July wheat. We put in an inside day here, holding the 10-day moving average. Wasn't a great close, I don't think. The beans, inside day holding the 10-day moving average. Did not make new contract highs or high closes there. So the corn was the one that really excelled out here. I think they're getting out of whack. We know that the Chinese are feeding more wheat than corn now. Granted, it's a short-term gig. But in the meantime, I think demand for corn is going to be waning significantly. I think this weather has been really pretty darn good. We've had decent rains on top of what's been planted. And we've got virtually half the crop planted. So I think these rains are helping. They're not flooding rains, so I think guys will be catching up. There are still some dry spots. The main problem still is Brazil and the second corn crop out of Serafina. So that's going to be the issue. If they ever get rain, this thing will collapse. I don't know how much more they're going to budget in, but I think, whatever the losses are, I don't know that they're going to get a whole lot worse than they are, but the market seems to be concerned. So, we could continue to move higher here. I would caution everybody out there that it's great to see this May corn out here at 753. But if you pull up a chart from 2008, a December 08 chart, we hit the high of $8 in July. And it'd be hard to believe, but we actually traded under $3 by the time that December corn went off the board. We got down to 290, closed at just over $3. It was more than a $5 break in 5-6 months. Now, I'm not suggesting that's going to happen here. What I am suggesting is with the good weather, the high prices, I find it impossible to believe that we're not going to plant another 2 or 3 million acres of corn and another million or 2 million acres of beans. I just can't imagine it won't happen, but the market doesn't seem to be too concerned with it for the time being. Overall, the oil was a little bit strong here today. Again, the May oil certainly looks like it's put in a top to me. July's been strong. But if the lead month, if you're really in a bull market, the lead option ought to be leading this thing up. And it's not for the time being anyway. So we'll see what happens here. But I just can't get full tilt bullish up here. I'm much more inclined to look at spots to make more cash sales. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.